everybody, and welcome to Writing Peasy, the podcast where we take a look at writing and try to make it not quite so bad. I am one of your hosts, Mary Mascari.
And I'm one of your hosts, Melissa Long.
So, Melissa, how's your writing going?
It's going. I feel like that's the appropriate response, right? It's going.
It's going. We're going to talk about journaling today. And one of the cool things I did is I started keeping a writing log of all the things, what I do every day. Oh. You know, just like, hey, here's what I did today. Here's what I worked on, so I can look back and see, you know, how long it takes me to do stuff. And I just want to read to you a bit from Friday's entry. It says, finally finished the damned scene. Now, the great thing is, then the next day, today's, would you believe I put that scene back in? So I thought I was done. I was not done. God damn it. I took this whole scene out, rewrote this whole thing around it. I was like, oh, this is great. And then I got to the end. I was like, nope, I need that scene back. Chunk. Love it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So today we're going to talk about journaling as a writer. Are you much of a journaler, Melissa?
I aspire to be. I have a lot of journals.
I love a journal.
Yeah, I love a good journal. And when I say lot, I mean like probably 20 or more
journals. With the first like 10 pages filled in, right?
Some of them are not even filled in. I just buy them in bulk. You know, I'm like, oh, these are so great.
Such potential, right? Like you have this blank journal and you feel like I'm going to put everything in here and it's all going to make sense.
Exactly. Yes.
It doesn't.
But I do want to journal more. So
I just got a bullet journal. Which is slightly different kind of journal. It's more of an organization journal than a journal. And the best thing about those is that you could put lots of stickers in them and washi tape and draw little pictures. And that can take up a lot of your energy to distract you from doing stuff you really need to do. So that's kind of fun.
It's like it's one of those things that like sparks joy.
I think it does spark joy. I have stickers. I like stickers. Yeah. But yeah, that's not like, but I hear you about that. I have a lot of journals where there's nothing. Like beautiful journal, bound, gorgeous. First 10 pages, very filled in. After that, it's nothing.
Yep.
I kept a diary when I was a kid that had a little lock on it. And what I wouldn't give to find that now.
You don't want to find it.
Because I was like a little girl.
Like not even teen. Like,
yeah, no, I was like 10 or 11, you know, and I kept a journal. And I like, or it was a diary. And I would say like, dear diary.
Yes.
Sort of stuff. But I think I've actually done a little bit of research. And actually writing a journal can be a really nice tool for a writer. And so some of the reasons that I found that are good for journaling, you can generate ideas. You can use it to kind of reflect on your goals and improve yourself. It's also kind of a bit of free space, like work with no expectation. So you're just writing to write. There's no point. You're never going to publish this. No one's ever going to read it. No critique, just fun. Another one I liked is it puts you in the habit of observing.
Yes.
Because you are writing about what you see and do, and then you start to train yourself to keep your eyes open because you're going to journal about it. You know, it's which I think is a really good skill. And last is something like the morning pages. That's very meditative. You know, if morning pages are from the artist's way, which is a book I think we've all tried at least for a while, and it's always really great. And the core around it is morning pages, which is that every morning, as soon as you wake up, maybe you have a pee, you write out 3 pages longhand, three notebook pages, write longhand and just write. Just throw it out there and go. And the book is like, no, it's changed your life. It's amazing. So those are some of the reasons why I found that are good for why writers should journal. What do you think of those? Do you have any other to add?
I love those. I've done the morning pages in the past and they are a lifesaver. They really freed me. Every time I'm blocked, I find it's usually like a personal thing that is getting in the way of the creativity. And that just sort of lets me let go of some of that baggage and recenter and be able to write. The one thing that you said, though, in terms of like observing, I also think that journaling helps you practice writing, because it's not just looking and observing how people interact and how, like, what happens in your day and reflecting on that, but it's also, how do I articulate that? And how do I put words to that? Because lots of times I think, oh, this is a really special moment, or, oh, that smell and that scent, and it was so strong and so vivid, and that meal was so delicious. But they're like, how do I write that in a way that allows the reader to understand what I was experiencing and puts them in the moment? I think journals give you an opportunity to build that skill and muscle.
It's a safe place to practice. Mm-hmm. So you're not, you know, that no one's ever going to judge it. It's, you get the voice out of your head for a little while and just kind of be pure with the thing. See, now I need to journal more.
Yeah.
I always did writing morning pages. I would write them for a little while, then I'd lose patience and I would type, which is not the point. And I actually found that the act of writing, because I had to write it out, it slowed my brain down.
Yeah.
And I found that really helpful because I couldn't, you know, I type really fast, but I had to write slowly, and it sort of, it was meditative.
I find writing by hand is less intimidating, and I'm more forgiving of writing by hand than I am of typing. So again, I can get into that sort of meditative, reflective state by just jotting something down and free flowing. And my handwriting is awful, so I figure, like, if anybody finds it, they can't read it anyway. Like, I can barely reread it.
I think there's something about opening a file and, you know, naming it and saving it that gives it some legitimacy, whereas if you just pull out a piece of paper, it doesn't have to be in a notebook. Right, just pull it out and you write. Like, the act of doing it is the thing. It's not what you create.
Exactly.
So yeah, write on anything. That's a really good point. And in fact, the next bit of my notes is talking about equipment. Like, what do you journal with? And by far, all the things I saw were like paper, write, use your hands, paper. Because it does have a physiological and psychological difference. There are some studies done where people who took notes on paper, like, retained the material better than people who type notes.
Yeah.
And I cheat that. I have a tablet that I write on. So I take notes with, you know, by hand, but it's not on paper.
Oh, I've never tried that. I've never tried it.
And it's actually a lot easier to do now because the technology's, I mean, like, you get an iPad, you get a pencil, and it's like writing on paper. It's exactly the same. Or the yoga or Surface or something like that. It's all the same. So that would be a good thing to do. And the other note was being good to your hands, right? So you're writing, but you get cramped up, especially since you're not used to writing. Yeah. You know, remember in high school, like, yeah, you'd open that little blue booklet to write an essay in, and, you know, you'd go for an hour just, you know, because you're used to it, and maybe you're not used to it. So that's where you get a nice pen, you get, take breaks, stretch your hand out, make sure your positioning is good. Don't worry about it being legible or enough space. You're just getting the ideas out.
Do you have suggestions? So you don't hurt yourself. I have favorite pens. Do you have favorite pens?
I have favorite pens. I have a, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's called a PhD Multi from Papermate. And it's technically a pen and a pencil and a stylus, though not a capacitive stylus.
Right.
It's a stylus from way back when everyone had, like, you know, a Pilot.
The old school Pilot. The old school.
Yeah, stylus. An old school. So I don't really know why those are still here, but that they have that. So that's really comfortable to use. And the other thing I got was I went onto online and I found these tools. They're made for little kids to learn how to hold a pencil correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, well, here, I will show you, but it doesn't make very good audio. It's like this foam egg that with a hole in it that you slide onto the pencil, and then you hold the foam egg and it's nice, big, wide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks like a good float, like a little flotation device for your pen, but it works really nicely and makes it more comfortable. Anything that makes it fat and soft.
Yeah, more ergonomic.
Is what you want.
Love that. Yeah. I usually use I love the G2 Pilot pens. Those are my favorite. And then I just started doing this, but I like fountain pens. And I have found that there's a huge difference in the writing quality. It's just so smooth and light. Like, so you're your hand doesn't get as tired as fast. Of course, you get ink all over the place.
Yeah. Because I used to do that for a while. I was using fountain pens and I was just covered.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, in Charlie Brown, when he would try to write to his pen pal using a pen, it was smeary. I'm like, yes, I totally, that was me.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because it feels really nice.
It feels really nice. And you feel like a writer. You come out and you look, well, you've got ink all over your hands. You're like,
yeah,
I'm a writer.
Nice. Like Shakespeare and the Shakespeare in Love. That's awesome. Yeah. And I think it's also good to write. You can journal in anything. If you've ever read the Writing Down the Bones, which is a really great book about writing. It's a very meditative sort of thing. And she says she does all her writing in the cheapest, crappiest spiral notebook she can find because it's freeing, right? It's not, it doesn't have that legitimacy, the formality of a fancy journal or of a, you know, Word file. It's just like, yeah. Whatever. She's tricking her mind into not taking it very seriously. Now, this is for like regular writing. This isn't just for journaling, but I think the same thing applies. You know, whatever you like, whatever makes you happy, whatever attracts you to it.
Yeah, because there can be something intimidating about a $30 or $50 or $80 leather-bound journal that mm-hmm. makes you never want to touch it and just like
yes.
let it sit there for decoration. So I could see that.
Yeah, I've had a lot more success with just a little notebook, little spiral notebook. I've got this bullet journal that I have. It's called the Tool. It's got the little ring, the disc binder, so I can take the pages yes. in and out. And that's really nice, except I have to fold it over because if the rings are too high, like my hand gets in the way and it, I don't know, it's a stupid thing, but you got to keep it up so that the rings don't get in the way of your wrist.
Do you have the 8.5 by 11 or the smaller size?
I have the smaller size. I like a half page.
Yeah.
Again, why? I don't know. Just feels better. Makes me happy.
Yeah. I like the hard bound journals that lay flat open. Mm-hmm. So again, because that middle like spiral, sometimes if I'm journaling, I feel like it just gets in the way of mm-hmm. me doing that stream of conscious writing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not, yeah, it has to be like, you want it something that you can tear out if you don't want it. You're not desecrating this beautiful thing. Unless you want to make something pretty, then go for it. That could be fun too. That's the other thing about the bullet journal is you can go online and you see all these gorgeous layouts or these spreads that people do where it's a work of art and it's just your daily thing. And I can't do that. That's why I get stickers.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a sketch artist. I'm not a painter. I am a writer.
Yeah.
So I cheat by using somebody else's designs, but that's okay.
That's not a cheat at all. I've paid them money for their sticker exactly. designs and now I get to use. So then some other tips about how to do it. First of all, it's kind of good to have this do it the same time every day and to dedicate time for it. So a couple of things are obviously first thing in the morning. That's really popular. Before bed, also popular because you can write about what just happened as long as you're not too tired. Or you can do it like at lunchtime when you're at work. That's kind of a nice writing break when maybe you don't have enough focus to really do proper writing. I know you do that. You do writing at lunchtime. But sometimes it's hard. I know I have trouble if I've got a short period of time to like open up my Scrivener and get myself back into the swing of what I'm doing, it takes a little more time and focus. But if I've got 15 minutes, I can whip my journal open and do a little journaling. I said something about having a dedicated space if possible, like do it in the same place. I'm not sure if that's really necessary because sometimes you want to be able to do it wherever. So I'm not sure how I feel about that tip. Another one is to keep it positive. You know, don't think of it as an obligation, like, oh, God, I got to do my thing. Mm-hmm. But also don't make it a bitch fest, because that can happen too, where you start to journal. You just talk about everything that goes wrong in your life and it puts you in a really bad mood. But also, you know, and also don't bore yourself. So don't be like, well, first I got up and I had eggs for breakfast and then I put on this shirt and the shirt didn't fit. So I put on a different shirt, because A, it'll take you an hour to just get to lunchtime. And also, like, it's not really... I mean, it's not really what you're trying to do. Yeah, so that's some stuff about my how section. Just more how to approach it.
So how are you thinking about doing journaling, or how are you doing journaling now?
So the main journaling I've been doing is that writing log that I mentioned, right? So after I do my day's writing, I like three lines about how it was. What did I accomplish? What was hard? What did I struggle with? How was my focus that day? Which is also always a challenge for me. And just to kind of, so I can look back and just see how I'm doing. So that's what I've been doing.
I like that. I found, and I don't, because I don't journal every day. I try to do the morning pages, at least during the work week. But sometimes my work schedule gets a little wonky and that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But what I like doing is a recap at the end of the month. So I like being able to like stop, force myself to look at what did I accomplish that month and celebrate it, because often I think we don't. Nice. We do a lot of things. We write a lot of pages, make a lot of revisions. And because we haven't hit the end or submitted something, we feel like, oh, it just went by and I'm still behind and I'm still like, you get caught up in that, all of the to-dos that you still have to do. Yeah, I think it's
helpful. That's a really good idea, is to not just talk about your future goals, but to celebrate your past accomplishments. Yeah.
And by December, you'll have forgotten everything you did in March.
Oh, so yeah.
This way you can look back on the year and be like, whoa, wait a minute. I wrote 300,000 words this year.
Yeah, look at me go. Doable. Yeah. One thing I have started doing is in my daily thing is I have a little section for good things.
I like that.
Just small things that made me happy. Like yesterday I wrote about a little dog that I met on the street and who very much wanted to come along with me and Hank on our walk. And I had to take him back home to his house. Aww. But, you know, just little things like that. He was so cute. He was just like, hi, guys, let's go. Like, no, you can't come with us. Like, no, let's go. It'll be great. So I ran up, rang the doorbell. This is your dog. Yeah, and just even talking now, I think what I might start doing is in the afternoon, after I finish my day of work, after I've walked the dog, it's usually kind of hard for me to get back into the vibe of working again. And maybe a little journaling. That might be a good time for some journaling.
Yeah. Do some stretches.
Yeah, just then, a little, like, yeah, like a little warm up, like a little stretch. Yeah, a little mental stretch. So the thing that I always struggle with is, what the hell do I write? You know, like, I've got my journal, I've got my comfy pen, I'm in my spot, here we go, go.
Yep.
And, you know, that was when I first did morning pages years ago, you know, like 20 years ago, when I first discovered it, I did morning pages, and it made me so angry because I was sure I was doing them wrong. Because just what I read other people saying about it, I was like, I'm not getting that. I don't think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't think this is right. And I would start doing that litany of, oh, I did this, I had this for breakfast, I felt this about that. And so because this is a problem, I kind of made some lists of things that you could journal on, which I might myself look back on and work on. So the first thing that I saw a lot of was your goals. And this is actually, Melissa, you were just talking about this, your vision, your long-term goals, some inspiration, some affirmations, mentioning your progress and talking about your challenges. So you can have your goals written down. Hopefully you do that. And you can journal a little bit about how you're doing on these goals or what you think of them or how they're changing. A lot of people talk about gratitude journals. Yep. Write down things you're grateful for. I'm a little too Russian to do that. Because, of course, once you say, you know, oh, thank goodness for this. Thank God for this wonderful thing. That means it's going to invite tragedy.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, I'm so glad that now at last this problem has been solved. Oh, shit. So I'm a little too superstitious for that. Talking about events that happen in your life and reactions to them. Observations. Which kind of we talked about this. And that might be a thing to say. Like, let's just think of one event that happened today. One thing. And describe it as if it were a scene, or describe it as if I'm a character in a book experiencing that. How would you write that? Or how would your character write it, or whatever you want to do? One more thing is ideas. So story ideas, description snippets, character names. I have a list in my bullet journal of description snippets. So if I see someone whose appearance interests me, I'll write a short description of them. And that's really helpful for when I'm going to introduce a character and they're always, you know, oh, dark hair and green eyes. Shit, again? No. Okay. Dark hair and brown eyes. That's stupid. So it helps me work on that. So yeah, or just, you know, an idea comes to you, write it down.
Yeah. Always writing down ideas. I feel like I like to use journaling as a space. So I'm either reflecting on an event, something that's happened to me, or some kind of emotional state that I'm in to try and get that out. Or I am giving myself permission to play with a new idea, without mm-hmm. feeling guilty about not working on my current project. So, you know, if I'm like, oh, I want to world build, or I want to just sit with this character for a minute and see like what mm-hmm. what they're like and describe them, or think about like, what would this project look like if I were to pursue it and capture it somewhere so that it's not just like hanging out trying to distract me for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's all like, I will do this in the shower where I start just thinking about things and I'll get this whole thing put together and then I get on with my day and I lose it. So it might be good to take a minute and write all that down. Yeah. And then the last thing that, last section is kind of the woo-woo stuff.
So, I like the woo-woo stuff. Dreams.
I like the woo-woo stuff. Write down your dreams.
Yeah.
I dream a lot. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah.
I had a therapist one time who said, all right, well, I want you to keep a dream journal. And the next time when you come to me, we'll go through your dreams. I'm like, okay. And because I'm writing them down, I'm remembering them really well. So I was like, okay, so here's this and this and this and this and this and this. Okay, then I had this and that's, and I'm like, go on for like 15 minutes. Like, and that was Monday. Flip, next. And she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, you asked for it, lady. I dream a lot.
Do you think writers have more vivid dreams or like more a higher volume of dreams?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be interesting because like my husband almost never remembers his dreams. One of my children, nope. Then the other one, he will go on all day.
Yeah.
So I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if there's a correlation between lots of vivid dreams and creativity. Not to say that if you don't have vivid dreams, you're not creative.
Exactly.
The other thing to journal, you could do, there's free writing here. We could always do free writing where you just find a prompt and just blip for 15 minutes. And then also, if you want, you know, do it some, record your tarot or I Ching readings. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do a little tarot card reading, write down what it is. And y'all can also have the advantage of looking back then and see if it actually came true.
I do read tarot cards. I don't do it very often because it's often mm-hmm. very true. Like, to really? The point where, like, yeah, it got very eerie. And so I kind of do it, like, a couple times a year and not, like, weekly.
Yeah, I do that every once in a while. I was doing I Ching a lot because mm-hmm. I was in a situation where I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And then I got frustrated with it because the I Ching's advice basically almost always is just don't do anything. Just wait. No, don't worry about it. Don't. Shh. Don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was just because that's the advice I needed to hear or if that's just the I Ching, but it really pissed me off. So.
Yep.
So that's journaling.
I like it.
I think that's a really, I'm excited about it. Just even talking about this, I want to start using this tool a little more often. I think it's an important tool. It's a good one. And every little bit helps.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that we often get snubbed as like, oh, that's not real writing, or that's what you do when you're like, that's what teenage girls do. They journal, right?
And it's like this emo, yeah.
But it's actually really useful. And there's so many different applications and different, there's no one right way to do it. You really do what works for you and you can change it as you need to change it.
I mean, what artist doesn't keep a sketchbook?
Right.
And that's what this is. This is kind of a writer's sketchbook.
Yes. I love it.
And but because it's writing, it's more complicated. Because writing is complicated.
Writing is easy.
Writing is easy. Hopefully. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Next week, we're going to talk about other stuff. But I hope you guys all have a good week of journaling. This would be where I would plug our social media, but we don't have any yet, or we're working on it. But, you know, we're going to have an Instagram page and stuff. So when that's up, we'll tell you. We're very organized. So until next week, I have been Mary Mascari.
And I'm Melissa Long.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.